I'm here with Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald, Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain, and Lynn Bartles, a reporter for the Denver Post. Joe, I'll start with you. Talk about what happened at the state convention and how these delegates were allocated.
A few days before the state convention, if you remember, Rick Santorum ended his presidential campaign. He hasn't endorsed Mitt Romney. But the Romney people came into the convention thinking they would get all 36 of Colorado's delegates, that this was going to be coalescing now, finally, around the front runner. Well, that's not what the Santorum people had in mind. People showed up at these conventions, and there was one for each congressional district and then a statewide one as well. And they found out that the Santorum campaign here in Colorado had teamed up with Ron Paul. They took the Romney people kind of by surprise. Romney had his own slate, but not enough people voted for it, and it turned out that it was actually the Ron Paul people that really drove this thing and got a lot of Ron Paul supporters elected as national delegates to the Republican National Convention in Tampa.
The interesting thing is the Ron Paul people saw what happened 4 years ago, where they kind of got shut out once people said, oh, the Ron Paul people might be making some inroads. So they ran most of them as unpledged delegates. So you weren't certain who they were for. So if you actually look at who's elected, people were like, well, there's no Ron Paul people. They did everything kind of behind the scenes, and I think they really upended the whole process.
What do you think, Patrick? What does this mean for Republicans at large across the state?
You're still going to see these folks who are at the Republican assemblies voting for the Republican nominee in the presidential race. But is it really going to drag the Ron Paul people to the polls? Folks who I visited with that were these undeclared delegates, including a very young man from the Western Slope, 20 years old, who's pretty much embodied the Ron Paul movement, swept in the second highest vote getter in the 3rd Congressional District, asked him, what do you think about Romney? And he said, I'd rather not tell you what I think about Romney. So if these are the kind of people that stay home, or if these are the kind of people that split votes in congressional races on third-party candidates, for instance, 3rd Congressional District, there's a Libertarian primary. There is an independent who has closely aligned herself with the Ron Paul philosophy. These people have zero chance of getting elected, but they have every chance in the world of stealing 3-4% of the vote from a Republican candidate such as incumbent Scott Tipton in that congressional race, who was very reluctant to align himself with either presidential candidate. I think the sitting Congress Republicans are content to let the primary dust settle, let the nomination process get settled for the presidential race before they pick a team, because it could really cost them votes.
Let's not forget what happened with the Democrats in 2008. There was the huge split between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and you had Clinton people saying, I'll never vote for the other person. And obviously they did. I think in the bottom line, it'll be interesting to see as the election gets closer how committed people are to getting Barack Obama out of office.
Joe, do you think that's what it's going to hinge on? And these people at the state assembly, are they more conservative than the typical Republican?
Well, yeah, they are. Just like people at the Democratic State Assembly are more liberal than the typical Democrat. I agree with Lynn that this is going to be an election about Barack Obama, no matter who the Republican nominee is. The more interesting and the more long-term consequence of what's going on here in Colorado is that at the GOP State Assembly, there were two very distinct demographic groups. There were the people who were generally in support of Romney, or people who would have been in support of whoever the front runner was. Their median age, I would guess, is probably 20 years older than the Ron Paul people. The Ron Paul folks are, they are trying to take over this party. Time is on their side. The year 1976 is very important to them, not just because a lot of them were in diapers at the time, but it's the year that Ronald Reagan came onto the scene, and he challenged incumbent President Gerald Ford, and they went all the way to the convention. Reagan lost that fight. Ford went on to lose the election. Reagan came back in 1980, and he became the conservative hero for a couple of generations. That's the touchstone year for the Ron Paul people. They say, we might lose this year, but we're going to put up a really good fight. We're going to be back in 4 years, and we're going to be the future of this party.
That was Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald, Lynn Bartles, a reporter for the Denver Post, and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. I'm Benta Berglund in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.